This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Wednesday. Hope you had a tremendous day. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, I've been sitting here for an hour already. We talked about Jerry Jones just putting his foot in his mouth more and more about Michael Parsons. He's like, oh, I'm disappointed he didn't accept my offer from earlier this year. Oh, shut up, Jerry. Also, at the same time, Matthew Stafford, what appeared to just be a 37-year-old guy with a bad back, just not playing in the preseason, not practicing, he needed an epidural in his back. He has a disc issue. Not good for Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers says, I'm willing to play in the preseason. We heard from Roger Goodell today. Yeah, the NFL has acquired a 10% stake in ESPN. In exchange, ESPN will now run the NFL Network. They are now will run Red Zone Channel. People are worried about this. And ESPN, damn it, they're starting their own single streaming service this year. Yeah, you can get ESPN for $30 a month. How I'm going to pay for Amazon and Netflix? And I mean, it's a lot. I might as well bring back cable. Anyway, Hard Knocks debuted last night with the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, they didn't get into James Cook and his contract situation. It didn't happen. They did talk about Mr. Newlywed, Josh Allen. The first damn thing they did, they opened up the show with that guy, talking about his wife. Hey, it is Wednesday. I'm going to give you a new top six list in an hour from now. We're going to talk about the top six divas in sports today. We have so much more to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call me any minute, any second. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You got Instagram? So do I. I'm at JR Sport Brief. You got Twitter? Me too. X at JR Sport Brief. I'm on Facebook. Guess what? How? At JR Sport Brief. Find me everywhere, okay? Right before the break, we talked about this deal with the NFL and NFL Network, ESPN buying this and Red Zone that. And I'm like, I'm doing math in my head. And I'm going, I already pay for Netflix, pay for Amazon. I did have Apple to watch all the MLS games. I cut that off. Even though Apple also has MLB, if it's on a Friday night, I won't see it. I got Peacock. I'm about sick of that. And they just boost the prices on everything over and over again. And this is natural. Nobody was expecting a discount forever. But now that everybody is almost adopting streaming, hey, the prices are just going up. You want this standalone? Give me $30. You want this with no commercials? Give me $20. Boom, I'm already staring at $50 for two stations or two channels or streaming services, whatever the hell they want to call them. It is crazy. How do you feel about all this streaming? How do you feel about having to pay for another service? How do you feel about having to open up your wallet to watch more and more sports? Like, the money is there. This is how these sports, people say, oh, the ratings are down, the ratings are down. Sports still has major value. It's one of the last things that you watch it live. You probably are not going to watch a replay or watch it after it's done. It's impossible to not know results nowadays. It has massive value. It does. That's where all the money's coming from. 888-710-4ISN. When people complain about professional athletes, oh, they're making so much money, they're making so much money. It's because Amazon and Netflix and ESPN and NBC are paying billions of dollars to broadcast these games. And who do you think is helping to pay that? You and me. 888-710-4ISN. James is calling from Baltimore. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
Oh, what's up, JR?
How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm good, man. Just the streaming. People complaining about streaming. It just don't make sense to me, man. We already paying for streaming. Cable was over $250 when I finally got my parents to get out of it. I mean, I already got Netflix. They brought some NFL games to it. Cool. 75% of America orders from Amazon. They already got Prime. Go call ask your wife for her streaming service. If you think you gotta go pay for Prime, you probably already got it. And Peacock don't offer nothing that I'm tripping about. Apple TV, you can get all them services and still be under $100. The future, we forcing sports to come to streaming. It ain't the other way around. That's the reason they bringing it to the streaming platforms, because the generations that are coming up not buying cable. We forcing sports to come to streaming.
Yeah,
once all that's pushed out, they're going to jack
the prices up. I don't think the consumers are forcing anything. The technology is advancing. Well, the technology is advancing like it always does, and the business models are continuing to evolve, and that's where the difference is. Now there is, and thank you, James, for calling from Baltimore. There are tiers to all of this. Like, you can have Amazon. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're all of a sudden going to have, and every streaming service is different. You can have Netflix. That doesn't mean that you have Netflix without commercials. There is not a one-size-fits-all. Major League Baseball is a prime example. They got games on everything. Major League Baseball is broadcasting games on Roku, okay? You can have Apple TV. Do you now want to pay for Roku to get a game once a week? You know, do you want Apple TV? You may have Netflix, but do you want Apple TV? And so we can talk about a streaming and how everybody already had. No, everybody doesn't. There used to be a time where you bought a service and you got everything. You got every channel. But we live in a new world. I don't think anybody's stupid to that. But we live in a new world. Like, there comes a point in time where, would I want to sit here in the studio and watch baseball on Friday night? Yeah. But you want to know what I'm not willing to do for it? I ain't giving Apple no more money. Forget that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Kevin, he's calling from San Antonio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Kevin, what's up?
How you doing, JR, man? This is my first time calling here, and I called the Maggie and Perloff Show, and Zach Gale, man, you're going to be on my list because you got a good show. Now, what I'm going to tell you about this, we getting back to the cable prices like streaming. You know, you paying all this kind of money, and you know, I have a Roku TV. I just look at baseball on when it's available. That's it. You know, I gotta have my limitations. You know, sports is ain't like cable, ain't like what it used to be.
No, it's not. That is so much to. Well, the reality is, do you really need cable? At this point in time, depending on what you want to watch, it may be advantageous to have cable. It may not be. Like, for instance, if I'm not a sports fan, if I just like cooking, I may still want cable. Or maybe I don't. Maybe I just want to stream Food Network all day. I don't know who owns that. I think Scripps. But it's tough because everything is so fragmented and kind of separated. I don't know if one day we get all the streamers together and then they go, you know what, let's bundle up streaming and make it like cable, but through streaming. I have no idea. Maybe it will never happen, but it's just so difficult to look at everything as a la carte, where it used to be, here's the service, these are all the channels, you pay for what you want, but you don't have to swap. And then the other thing, and thank you so much, Kevin, for calling from San Antonio. The other interesting thing is, the channel surfing doesn't exist anymore. Like, the ability to go from one game to another game on a streaming service is not something that has just been easy to just propagate. It does not happen. I can't watch Amazon Thursday Night Football and then all of a sudden say, you know what, I want to switch over to an NBA game. There used to be a button on my remote control, on my cable remote, It was called Last. I didn't even have to punch in a number. I didn't have to press channel up. I didn't have to pull open the damn guide. All I had to do was hit Last. I could go back and forth between Fox and CBS on a Sunday. All I had to do was hit Last. If I want to go from game to game, I got to exit the stupid app. I got to leave Netflix. I got to go to this. I got to load this up. They're going to ask me, do I want the game in English? Do I want it in Spanish? Do I want to watch the... No, I just want to watch the game. Give me the damn game default. Give it to me in English. There's so many damn things. I'm on a television. I'm still watching. Make it close to television. Come on. We're still in its infancy. Here's the thing. And I know we got developers out there and computer engineers and people who could tell me about user interface and exchanges. I know a little bit about it. The people who develop these things aren't necessarily the people who use them. I wish we had a little bit more of a merger. And the people who pay for them, the executives, they don't know what the hell they're doing either. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. David is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. You were just talking about getting the fragmented stuff reduced. The ESPN and Fox tried that, and the federal government said no. They were going to have an app this fall that was going to have the ESPN and Fox FS1 all together.
You are correct. But what I'm thinking is down the line, as this matures, we might have companies that, I don't know, maybe we'll have a larger distributor that says we'll combine some of this. I'm not anticipating it happening today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, even 10 years from now. Based on what you said, people start thinking about antitrust and the companies are too big. But we have to at some point have streaming a little bit easier than what it is. It has to be. It's too simple not to do it, at least to be able to toggle back and forth between some of the services. It may not be gigantic business deals, but man, I got everything imaginable in my house. I got a Samsung TV in my house. I pop it open and it's like a million digital channels, a bunch of things that I will never watch. Do I need 4,000 digital channels? I like the Family Feud. Do I need to pass through Family Feud and, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos? No, just make it easier for me to watch this stuff, you know?
Oh, I understand. I think what eventually is going to happen is that one of these, you know, either a network or a streamer or something is going to come along and tell somebody like the NBA or the NFL, we'll take all the inventory for $1 trillion. And that will solve it.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing now for billions. That's why the NBA, all these leagues are making money. Hey, David, thank you for calling from Dallas. Appreciate you. And let's go to Ralph in Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Ralph, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm great.
Yeah, all the streaming service you're talking about, a friend put me onto this thing called the VC Box. I don't know if you heard of it, man.
Uh-oh. You about to tell us about something illegal? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, it's not illegal. You can buy it in the store. It's a $250 box. They sell it in the store, but it has everything: Peacock, Amazon, Prime, A&E, ATV, Oprah TV, any TV you want. It's on there.
How am I paying Peacock? Peacock costs money.
I don't know how they're doing it. It's through the service, but I bought the box from a store. You can go online and buy the box.
Okay, so you bought this box, and now you watch Peacock for free?
Peacock for free, Amazon for free.
Okay.
Well, and I bought my Amazon account.
You said what, an Amazon account?
I got an Amazon account, but Amazon's on there, Netflix on there. Any streaming service you could think of pretty much is on there.
I'm going to guess the store that you bought this from was not called Best Buy, right?
Definitely wasn't, no.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, just making sure. Well, thank you, Ralph. Appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, thank you. Ralph is trying to send us all to prison, huh?
Well, in a weird way, he's not doing anything illegal.
He's basically buying a internet box that he's probably paying $5 a month to some guy down the block. Come on.
Yeah, like I think he was talking about a VPN, which is just
IP. That's hiding your IP address to steal.
Not always. It's also helpful for, like, I don't know.
Bro.
I would say it's helpful if you want to get something earlier.
Bro. If I am using a VPN to watch sports, there's a good chance I'm using the VPN to hide my address so I can steal. Yeah. You said not always, but most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. Yeah, I don't do that. I got no patience for that. I'm paying my money. I need my consistency. Hey, Ralph, thank you for calling up. And I forgot what Ralph said. I don't know. I already forgot. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got to have a chat. We'll talk some NFL with Russell Baxter. This man knows everything about the NFL. He's the founder of Pro Football Guru. He writes for Sports Illustrated. And we'll talk to Russell about everything going on in the league. We'll find out about Matthew Stafford's back. We'll get into the situation, of course, with Shador getting ready to start. There's a lot. Micah Parsons will have that chat with Russell Baxter on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And I love Palin, Texas. Shout out to everybody in Texas. I love Texas. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked quarterbacks. We talked streaming services. Next hour, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest divas in the world of sports today. We'll do that in about 40 minutes from now. We're working on getting Russell Baxter on the line. Covers all things NFL. Get his thoughts about everything from Matthew Stafford and his back. Think about Shador Sanders getting ready to start. Of course, Micah Parsons and his situation. And so we'll go ahead and hunt down Russell and see where he is. In the interim, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We did a lot of talking about streaming before we went to the break. Let's see what we got here. Matt is calling from Pennsylvania. Matt, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, what's your definition of winning?
What's my definition of winning?
Yes, sir.
Are you winning the championship? Are you ascending? Are you going forward? Are you moving? Are you positive? Are you getting closer towards the mountaintop? That's winning.
So it's not statistical in your mind?
It's hard for me to understand what you're saying. Okay. You asked me a question. I answered it.
You asked me about winning.
Every season in a respective sport, we have one winner. We have one champion. Typically, everybody doesn't win every year. We've gone through this with Giannis Antetokounmpo about whether or not a season is a failure. Every team has a different goal. You get one winner. Can you aspire to be the winner? Yes. Do you want to move in that direction? Yes. Do we have teams who consistently move in that direction? Yeah. The Buffalo Bills. They're a winning organization, okay? The Ravens are a winning organization. Have they won a championship? No. The Kansas City Chiefs have been winners, okay? The Golden State Warriors over the past 10 years have been winners. Winners. Did I help you out?
Yeah, let me throw a little stat at you. Last 20 years, Dallas Cowboys, top 8 winning team. Last 10 years, top 6 winning team. Last 5 years, top 5 winning team.
So, Matt, is the goal – so let me ask you this, because
to
me
–
you gave some clarification here. Now I ask the questions.
Okay.
Are you interested in having winning seasons? Or are you interested in winning a championship, ascending, getting to the top of the mountaintop? Which one do you want?
You said Jerry Jones doesn't know about a winning organization.
Jerry Jones hasn't had a winning organization since he had a beef with his old college buddy and the championships walked out the door. Barry Switzer was able to pick up another one on a team that he did not construct. Jerry Jones is more familiar with sowing discontent and going in the wrong direction instead of winning. If you are content, and thank you, Matt, for calling for Pennsylvania. We got our Russell here. If you're content with picking up 9 wins, or if you want another 12-5 season for the next couple of years and not going anywhere, then knock yourself out. I mean, that's not moving in the direction of winning. The Dallas Cowboys have been stagnant. If you're happy with what you got, then keep it. Winning is not easy. But if you want what you have right now, the owner beefing with his players, if that's a W, God bless you. To me, that's just dysfunctional. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Joining us right now is someone who's covered all things NFL, does so for Sports Illustrated, fan-sided, is the founder of Pro Football Guru. Joining us right now is Russell Baxter. Russell, how are you?
I'm terrific, but I'm really concerned about Matt.
Hey, he thinks the Dallas Cowboys are winners because they win games in a regular season.
Well, that's very interesting. I kind of get where he's coming from, but you know, this team hasn't been in the NFC title game since 1995, much less winning a Super Bowl in 30 years. And I think that's the longest drought in the NFC.
Yeah, 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years since it. I mean, it's almost unimaginable when you think about it. It's kind of like it doesn't even span. You know, you think about the Raiders haven't won a playoff game since 2002. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000. The Miami Dolphins were one of the great teams in the 70s. You know, it's been over 50 years since they won a Super Bowl. It's the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl since 1994.
Yeah,
it's funny.
In between the Cowboys, yeah.
A lot of these blue blood franchises that a lot of us grew up with in the 70s, and that would be the 1970s, not me, the 1870s, kind of fallen upon hard times in terms of winning. But that's just the cyclical nature of the NFL. It's very tough to repeat and much less three-peat, as the Chiefs found out last year. I think a lot of people don't realize that the longest stretch of championships in the history of the NFL, and we're getting ready to go on season 106, is 3. That's it. Yeah. The Packers did it from 29 to 31 when there was no playoffs. It was based on winning percentage. And then the Packers did it again from 65 to 67. The last two were the first two Super Bowls. This is not the NBA or the NHL or baseball, where you're going to have 5 championships in a row. I think the Celtics win 8 championships in a row. It's just the nature of the physicality of the game. But going back to Jerry Jones for a second is, you know, people will point to Mike McCarthy, Jason Garrett, Tony Romo, different reasons. There's only one constant in Dallas during that stretch, and that's Jerry Jones.
It's the owner.
And I think the biggest flaw – well, wait a minute. The owner, the general manager, he runs the post office. He runs the CBS. He runs everything. Everything goes through him. And that, I think, has been the biggest problem with the Cowboys. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he not only tries to do things, but it has to be his way. And I think it's inevitable. We're waiting for Micah Parsons to re-sign a new deal, and it's going to be an exorbitant deal because he likes to play his players. But it has come at the detriment of the team, which, you know, has reeled off some big years. There was a span there in two of three years. They were the highest scoring team in the league, but they can't get to the NFC title game. They've won some playoff games along the way. But it's kind of Jerry's way or the highway. And, you know, so far the highway is getting, it's a 30-year highway.
Yeah, I think most Dallas Cowboy fans understand that. And hey, if you think winning 12 games or 10 games and getting to the divisional round, you know, every year is winning, then God bless you. You're just a hamster on a wheel. Well, Russell, you had mentioned a team.
I will say this.
Yeah.
It's too bad the Dallas Cowboys defense isn't as defensive as some of their fans.
Ouch. Russell Baxter is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, you talked about winners. We were close to a three-peat this year with the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw what happened there. Patrick Mahomes, everybody's now laser-focused. Travis Kelce not hanging out with Taylor Swift. He's losing some LBs. They do have some issues when it comes down to their wide receivers. Xavier Worthy bumped his head. You got Hollywood Brown with a leg injury. You got Rashee Rice, who's going to be suspended. What do you think this is going to like this season for the Chiefs? Are they taking a step back or same old with Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. Listen, they went 15-2. So if they go 13-4, that's a step back theoretically. Okay. And they were supposed to take a step back when they traded Tyreek Hill, and that worked out pretty well. I don't know if it would be so much a step back other than the fact that the division is getting better. Okay. I mean, Denver and the Chargers were both in the playoffs last year. You know, Denver was in the playoffs for the first time in almost a decade. The Chargers were there for the second time in 3 years, but the Chargers still haven't won a playoff game since 2018. Denver hasn't won since 2015. We talk about the Raiders. So I don't know if it's so much a step back. But it's funny, of all the things you just mentioned, Xavier Worthy and the receivers and Travis Kelce and so on, I'm surprised you didn't mention something else, which was really their undoing in the Super Bowl.
The offensive line.
Yeah, it was also their undoing when they lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And it's the one thing every team needs to be secure in if they're going to win a Super Bowl. I heard someone talking once 3 or 4 years ago, Joe Burrow, you know, what a great year he had in 2021. He got the team to the Super Bowl. They fell a little short. Well, you can only go so far if your offensive line isn't set. And he got sacked 7 times against the Rams in the Super Bowl loss at SoFi Stadium. So you have to be solid in the trenches. And that's what the Eagles have been under their various head coaches, under Howie Roseman, the general manager, who has done a great job. I mean, this is a team that he's been in two of the last three Super Bowls. Going back to 2017, they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl in Minnesota. That's where it starts. It's in the trenches. Think about how Philly won. They controlled the ball. And Saquon Barkley didn't have a huge afternoon, but he didn't have to. But, I mean, they sacked Mahomes 6 times, turned him over, had a pick 6. It's really the big guys up front. Nothing happens without them. You know, all these passing numbers and all these great offensive stats that we see and so on, you know, and the notion that it's a quarterback-driven league. It's a quarterback-driven league publicity-wise. It's not a quarterback-driven league in terms of what works. What works is balance and being balanced. It's one of my favorite stats. In the 59-year history of the Super Bowl, there's only been one quarterback lead the league in passing yards and win the Super Bowl the same year in 59 years. And that was Patrick Mahomes in 2022. One time in 59 years. Yards don't mean squat.
NFL historian Russell Baxter is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We've been talking about this for a few days, Russell, and it's changed a little bit here and there. We learned Matthew Stafford needed an epidural. Okay, it's August. It's not September. He had a back issue a few seasons ago. What is your level of concern with his back, his age, and the Rams?
Well, that's a great question. Listen, and they're a great organization. But I don't think they're equipped to handle life without Matthew Stafford? Not necessarily at this point. I know they've just re-upped with Kyren Williams, who I think is a very underappreciated running back. I hear a lot about their defense and the youth, and you know, Jared Verse was defensive rookie of the year last year, and you know, remember against Sam Darnold in the playoffs last year, and Jalen Hurt in the playoffs, they really got after them with the pass rush. Now, there's an old notion. It's hard to sack the quarterback when the running back has the football. Mm-hmm. And I saw the Eagles line up against the Rams twice last year. And I think Saquon Barkley went for a double C note each time. So I don't know if their defense, young and hungry, but I don't know if it's stacked to be a team that can stop other teams in terms of controlling the football against them. So if he's going to miss any time, and he might not miss any time, and I love the pickup of Davante Adams there, and they're in a division where, you know, things can get very, very crazy. I mean, Seattle was a weird tiebreaker away from winning that division last year at 10-7. I'm not sure what we see from the 49ers, who the two times they've gotten to the Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan, they had a losing season the season after. So I would be a little concerned. Now, of course, we're still 4 weeks away from the season kicking off, yeah. And a lot can happen. And we can see with, you know, we watch guys go down, and then 3 weeks later, they're up. So, but no Matthew Stafford. And again, I can't stress enough, I'm not a quarterback beats all end all type of person. So, but the way that team is constructed, there would be a level of concern, because if you build around your quarterback and depend solely on your quarterback, you can very easily turn into the 2011 Colts, where all of a sudden no Peyton Manning, and they were ill-prepared for that.
Rams do not want that. Hey, Russell, last question for you as we get ready to hit our break. When you think about a team that you think is ascending, a team that might take a big step this year, may not be getting attention, who do you think that might be?
I'm very intrigued by the Carolina Panthers. Their defense last season was not only bad, but was one of the worst in NFL history. Yeah. They closed that. They gave up 179.8 yards per game rushing last year. In their last six games, he gave up over 200 yards. General Manager Dan Morgan, you might remember him as one of their great linebackers. So when they went out and addressed it in a big way. Now, you combine the fact that last year, Bryce Young, who new head coach Dave Canales benched after two games, and it might be the best thing that happened to him. The NFC South has been ruled by the Buccaneers 4 years in a row. This might surprise people. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers own the longest active playoff streak in the entire National Football Conference. They've been there 5 years in a row. That's better than the Eagles. And have a Super Bowl title as well, Tom Brady and the wild card Bucks in 2020. But, you know, only twice in the last 4 years as an NFC team, NFC South team, won 10 games. Both of those times by the Bucks. You got a lot of dormancy when it comes to the NFC South. I believe the Bucks and the Panthers play each other twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. I don't know how the NFL, quote-unquote, gods come up with some of this stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers, who won four of their last nine games last year, which that's not awe-inspiring, but two of those losses was 3 points to the Chiefs and 6 points to the Eagles. So this was a team that made definitive strides after a really rough 1-7 start last year. And how often do we see it? We saw it twice last year. 5-12 Chargers, 11-6 playoff team 1 year later. 4-13 Washington, 12-5, and the NFC title game last year. We always see these teams with double-digit losses, last-place teams in some instances. And officially the Panthers weren't last place. It was actually the Saints, but we see these turnarounds all the time. Keep an eye on Carolina.
Okay.
In an NFC South that doesn't get a lot of publicity other than Buccaneers.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We know Bryce Young and Dave Canales, they're trying to turn things around. Russell, thank you so much for the time and your expertise. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work.
Bax Football Guru on Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter. I know it's X. But theoretically, it's X Twitter, right?
So it is. I type in Twitter, but it sends me to X.
That's exactly right. So that's all my work. My work for On SI, Fansided, Spin Zone, the various things I do. And for people who do follow me, I hope you enjoy my daily countdowns to the season. We had the countdown to the Hall of Fame game. That was last week at Brand Time out in Canton, visiting old friends Eric Allen and Sterling Sharp, who I was privileged to work with when I was at ESPN. So proud and happy for them and so on. But tomorrow it'll be 28 days until the season opener between the Cowboys and the Eagles. Who's your favorite or who's the greatest number 28? Let me know.
All right, we'll see. Well, as where? Well, in regards to what?
Your favorite, what, 28?
Mine?
Well, it could be you think who's the greatest player to wear number 28? Who's your favorite player to wear 28? I'm going to give you plenty of options tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Russell. I had some in mind. I'm going to drop one on the other side. Russell, thank you for the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
I'll look for you tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Hey, shout-outs to Russell Baxter for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Right now, Newsflash with Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. At the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the biggest divas in sports today. We got a lot of individuals who think that the world just revolves around them. I'm going to give you that top six list at the top of the hour. Sometimes these guys just, they get in their own way. We're going to get into that at the top of the hour. Thank you so much to Russell Baxter for joining us, NFL historian, former ESPNer. He's with Sports Illustrated now. Thank you so much for coming by and dropping so much knowledge. I think he agrees with me and a lot of other people. Jerry Jones, yeah, not the best thing going on with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm still kind of mind blown by the gentleman who called and said, well, look at all the wins that the Dallas Cowboys have accumulated. Yeah, Bacha, he asked me for my definition of winning. Ascending, climbing the mountaintop. The Cowboys have been on a treadmill, man.
Yeah, those regular season games are real winnings for the Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I feel bad. I mean, if you got to look at that and go, yeah, that's what I aspire to be, that's winning. If you're not getting closer to the goal, you're not moving towards winning. And that's not something the Dallas Cowboys have done, unfortunately. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ed is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Ed, what's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, sir. I love being on hold because I don't hear local commercials, and my ex's old man does local commercials. So thank you for keeping me on hold. I
oh,
know
well,
you've never heard that before.
Well, that sucks. Well, that sucks.
No, it's all good. That's why I pay extra not to have any commercials in any of my streaming packages.
Damn.
But I got to take umbrage at something you said the other day, sir. First of all, isn't the NFL great that there's actually a person called an NFL historian? You know what I mean? Isn't the sport just amazing? Anyway, his job is an NFL historian. That's amazing. I heard you
what
the
else
other
you,
day.
Ed, you got to go ahead, Ed. What else you got? What did I say?
Yeah, okay, I heard you the other day debating whether Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes were the top two quarterbacks. And if you look at the numbers, you're a facts guy. If you look at the numbers, Josh Allen got an honorary MVP last year. Lamar Jackson, by far, his numbers were better in everything except rushing touchdowns because he added Derrick Henry to the team.
I agree with everything that you just said. So what's the problem? What did I say that you don't agree with?
That you were holding those two as the top two without even an honorable mention of Lamar. You were debating whether which one of those two were the best quarterbacks in the
league. I'm not going to take umbrage with what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you what you're saying is inaccurate. I wasn't debating about who was the best quarterback. Last week, I gave a top six list, as I do every Wednesday, as I'm about to do in another 10 minutes. And last week, I gave a top six list of NFL players heading into 2025. I didn't debate about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and who's a better quarterback. I made it very simple. I gave a top six list of the best players moving into this season based upon what took place last year. And at the top of my list, you said I'm a stats-based person, I gave it to Josh Allen based on what he did. He won MVP.
His rushing touchdowns? Touchdowns? That's the only quarterback.
No. Ed, we're not moving the goal line here, Ed. The fact of the matter is, and we don't have time to do it now because A, we are up against the break, and then B, I'm getting ready to share a new top six list. At the end of the day, who won MVP?
Josh Allen, honorary MVP.
Now, he won MVP, whatever you want to call it. You also said that I didn't mention Lamar Jackson, which is inaccurate. Lamar Jackson was fourth on my list of top NFL players heading into 2025. So I have no problem if you want to, you know, argue or have an issue with something that I said.
Don't want to argue. Just wanted an honorable mention.
At least be accurate. You know, I mentioned Lamar Jackson. Come on. I'm basing it on what took place last season. I didn't say who was best, who was better. I didn't say who I'd select and who I'd want. If you ask me, hey, I'd still take Patrick Mahomes today if I wanted a quarterback. That doesn't mean that he had the best season into last year. He didn't. And a big part of that was his offensive line, as we saw. And he was still able to take them to a Super Bowl. That's it.
Well said, sir. Have a great day. I'm looking forward to the next six.
Hey, you got 7 minutes. Thank you, Ed, for calling from Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break, and it is going to be time for a new top six list. I'm going to give you a top six list of the biggest divas in sports today. Who cannot get out of their own way? Who needs the world to revolve around them? That top six is coming your way in minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.